Okay, item two is a rezoning at 159 Mayfair Avenue under file DAZ 243 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item three is a variance at 159 Mayfair under file DAV 103008 of 2013D. And item four is a conditional use at 159 Mayfair Avenue under file DCU 103017 of 2013D.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Evan, is it easier for you if I don't?
Again, it's up to your choice completely. There's no one in opposition. We can read the report. If you have something you really want to specially tell us,
why don't you just come up and say like a few sentences about what you're doing?
Just for record.
We're carrying out an interior and exterior, some interior and exterior upgrades of the building at 159 Mayfair in support of McDonald Youth Services Youth Resource Center. It's a shelter, a short-term shelter for homeless youth and youth that are at risk of homelessness. And we want to make sure that the use of the building is in accordance with the zoning designation. So the building is currently, or the land is currently zoned RMFM, I believe, and we'd like to, as you mentioned, rezone it to C1, which would allow for the care home, as well as a conditional use variance for the social services facility.
Right.
And that would permit them to do some counseling and stuff on an as-needed basis. So that is what we're intending.
Sounds fine.
Sounds fine, yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask one question to the administration, though?
Of course.
It has no bearing on this, really. But why wasn't it zoned RMU?
Well, actually, this application was here at Community Committee about 3 years ago, and it was rezoned C1, but they had 2 years to enact the bylaw, and it lapsed. So this is exactly the same application that was already approved.
So they did it today differently. We may have done a written excuse.
It's the use that's being proposed is a use that's. Let me check that and see if that's even viable.
Because it is viable under C1. What they're asking.
Yeah, it's viable under C1. Well, I don't know about RMU. I'll have to check.
No, I can clarify. It doesn't matter. There's no bearing for me today at all.
Okay.
So I can. I'm just more of my curiosity. So I can check with you later on that.
Okay, sure.
C1. So everybody's happy. C1. I'm happy. C1.
Okay.
So
you
want me to
proceed? We've got...
Would Irma Chapman like to come speak? No problem.
It's always nice to see you here.
I'm here. Hi.
Might as well say hello.
Absolutely. Yeah, you came all this way.
I wanted to say we've run this program out of 161 Mayfair for 20 years.
Okay.
And this building will allow us to go to individual bedrooms rather than dorm-style bedrooms, allow us to provide handicap access, which we do not currently have, and just upgrade the building that has heritage aspects.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I have to say it out loud. Anybody else in support of the application? No, not seen anyone. Anybody in opposition to the application that has to be called? Seen none. Anybody here for information? Seen none. Would the applicant like to come back up and...
But
they can't because no one actually said anything. So we'll call the questions.
Okay, I would move...
Zoning?
This is on the...
Zoning?
Make sure I'm on the right one. On the rezoning.
Oui.
I would move the...
Revised report.
Right? I remove the revised report, and that just referred to the heritage aspect.
That's correct.
Right? That's, just to make sure that's in there. I move that the revised report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
I move that the recommendations of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the EPC via the priority rezoning process.
All in favor?
I move that the following supporting reasons, namely, it's a needed upgrade to the services provided by McDonald's Youth Services and to the building, and will provide better service to the youth that it serves. And so moved.
Yep.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
So moved.
And we have to go through two more of them.
Yep. Please note the committee has made a recommendation on a matter that will proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
And on the conditional use,
correct.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Well, support.
I I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
So moved.
I move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
So moved.
I move that Section 254 and Criteria ABD of Subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter are satisfied.
So moved.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
And so moved.
Do you have to read anything?
After the variance?
Yeah, okay. So on the variance, I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
So moved.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
So moved.
I move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
So moved.
I move the criteria as of the City of Winnipeg Charter as set up below are satisfied.
So moved.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.